This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abba. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubos, Daf HaShavua, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding someone who says to their friend, I am chayiv to you amana, which according to Rashi, the Shaila is, the admitter did not say to the Edom, Atem Edai, where he says, I previously was Chayiv Amane, and he wrote it in the Shtar that I am Chayiv Amane, and he did not sign it, and he handed it over in front of witnesses. And the question is, do we say Alima Milsa the Shtara? That's how Rashi learned. Tosfos learned that we're talking about where he's being mechayiv himself anew, and perhaps the fact that you're a matriach to write a shtar, that could be meshabed. Now the Gemara on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom brought a machlokes. They wanted to say the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is dependent on a machlokes tanoim about an orev. An orev is a cosigner, a guarantor. But this guarantor guaranteed the loan after the witnesses signed it. So the halacha is, this is not considered a milva b'shtar, or responsibility in the shtar, but rather a milva al peh. And Rabbi Shmuel, in fact, paskind, goyve menachas b'nei chayrin. To which Benana says, it doesn't collect nothing, not from b'nei chayrin and not from mishubadim. So Rabbi Shmuel said, why? So Benana said, well, if somebody sees his friend in the shuk being choked by a creditor, the creditor is going to beat the living daylights out of the debtor. And finally, a person comes and tries to save the debtor and says, no, don't beat him up. I'll pay you back. It's not binding at all, because the creditor never lent money based on the trust of the cosigner. And Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, seems to say, no, that is a responsibility. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Alima Milsa Deshtara, he seems to be going like Rabbi Shmuel. And Reish Lakish, who says, Loy Alima Milsa Deshtara, he seems to be going like Benanas. Says Gemara, Aliba de Benanas Kuliyama Loy Pligi. According to Benanas, nobody argues. Meaning, according to Benanas, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would be Maideh, that if in a case of a cosigner there is no liability, certainly in a case of a halva there is no liability. So, in other words, according to Benanas, everyone would agree. If Benanas says, even by an arev there's no liability, certainly by a debt. Ki pligi alib de Rabbi Shmuel. When do they argue according to Rabbi Shmuel? Namely, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Alima milsa deshtara, he would go like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayiv. Even if you have a shtar that's not signed for a hischayivus of a halva. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you just have an IOU that I owe you for money that I borrowed from you, even that you're chayiv for. So then certainly Rabbi Yochanan would say in a case of an arev you would be chayiv. We'll see why. Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish would say, no, ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Shmuel hasam. When did Rabbi Shmuel say his din there by an arev? Because ela d'shayach leila shibud d'raisa, by an arev there's a element of shibud midai raisa. There's a biblical shibud, meaning by an arev, just your words alone could be mechayev you. Rabbi Shmuel holds that an arev could create his chayvus ba'al peh. So then, certainly, by the case of a his chayvus in a shtar. So if Reish Lakish would say, Rabbi Yochanan would say, if according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a hischaivos by an arev, which could even be done bal peh, certainly by a debt which is done b'shtar. But according to Reish Lakish, which Reish Lakish would say, when did Rabbi Shmuel say his din? That's by an arev where there's shiba dairaisa, where you could create an obligation just through an oral commitment, aval hacha, but by a debt, then lo shayach shibud dairaisa. Where there's no, it's not shayach, any kind of shibud biblically. You can't create a debt through words, so it can't be created through a shtar. By an arev, where you could create arvos al peh, so you could create it with an unsigned shtar. But by a debt, where you can't create hischaivos al peh, then maybe you cannot create it through an unsigned shtar. Meaning, Reish Lakish would say that Rabbi Shmuel only said it by an arev, because an arev, you could even create hischaivos of arvos bal peh, certainly b'shtar. Now we're going to go back to what we learned on the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We have an amazing teaching of Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol's teaching should be familiar to you, because we had him Moed Katan Yud Ches Amud Beis and Kedushin Dav Tes Amud Beis, and that is the liabilities, the responsibilities that one party has to another in marriage. You do not need a kinyan. When the mechutanim talk to each other, and mechutan A says, you know, I'm going to give machsoirim, leather-bound, art scroll machsoirim with her name on it, and I'm going to give pearls in the yichud room, and I'm going to give a necklace on the engagement, and I'm going to give jewelry every yomtif, and I'm going to buy her a sheitel every Rosh Chodesh. And then when the father, the chassan says, I'm going to get a chassan shas, and a chassan shulchan aruch, and a chassan watch, and a menorah, and an esrog box, and a silver box to put the chassan in, I'm going to get him everything. So when they make these agreements, they're binding even without a kinyan. They're binding even without a kinyan. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, kama atanoisin lebincha. So the mechutan says, how much are you going to give to your son? I'm going to give my son kach v'kach, this and this. V'kama atanoisin lebincha. The father, the chassan says to the father, kala, and how much you can give your daughter? Kach v'kach, I'm going to give this and this. Amdu, they got up, v'kidshu, and they were mekadesh kanu. It is, there's a kinyan, and they are obligated to fulfill their pledges. Even though there's nothing, no shtar. Hein hein hadvarim haniknim ba'amira. These are the matters that are acquired merely by speaking. But you don't need a kinyan. Okay, so the commitments of one mechutin to another, they are binding once the kedushin happens. Amar Rava. Rava said, mestabra, it's logical. Milsa derav bebitay nara. That the teaching of Rav is only if the daughter is a nara, if she's between 12 and 12 and a half. Why? Because the father gets something from this marriage. He gets the kesef kedushin, the kamate hanal yadei, the pleasure is coming to his hand. He's getting the kesef kedushin. Aval boigeres, but if the girl is a boigeres, where the father's not getting any benefit, so nothing makes his agreement binding. When he gets money, the fact that he gets money in return for the money, he obligates himself to fulfill his responsibilities to the girl. But if the girl is a boigeres and he doesn't get the kesef kedushin, then nothing binds him. So Rava said, V'ho'elekim, but by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Amar Rav afilu boigeres. Rav said his din even by a boigeres. Rav started off by saying it's mistaber that Rav said his din by a nara, but not by a boigeres. The only thing is, my golly, Rav said his din even by boigeres. Because if you don't say this, if you say it's only binding if the father gets something in return, then what binds the father of the chassan? The father of chassan doesn't get anything. The father of the son, what hana is coming to the father's hands? It must be, you know what hana binds the mechutanim, the hana that their kids are getting married. The pleasure that the kids are marrying one to the other, gamri umakni lahadadi, so then they fully commit themselves to fulfill their obligations. Okay, that's the din of Rav. Okay, Amar le Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Dvarim halalo. Right, this is the din of Rav Gidol Amar Rav, that the financial obligations of Mechutanim are binding without a kinyan. And they're binding just with Amira. The question is, okay, they're binding, but are you allowed to record it in a shtar? Say, why would you not be allowed to record in a shtar? Well, if it's recorded in a shtar, then they could be collected from the chasam mishubadim. But if it's not recorded in a shtar, it can't be. So the question now is, these financial commitments that the mechutanim make to each other, and that which they're binding, could they be collected from the chasam mishubadim? If they could, then you could... then it would be permitted to write in a shtar. If you can't, if you can't collect from the chasam shabadim, then it should not be allowed to write in a shtar. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Dvarim halalu, these things, nitnin likasav, alinin likasav, could they be written in a shtar, or could they not be written in a shtar? Says Gemara, Amalei. So Ravashi says, Ravina alinin likasav, they cannot be written into a shtar, meaning you cannot collect these obligations from the chasam mishubadim. Eisvei, Ravina asked, what does it say in the Mishnah? Hapikchim hayu koisvin, smart men would write that almanasha ozen es bit chamishanim, on condition that I support your daughter for 5 years. Kol zman sha'ari mi, but only as long as you're with me and I'm married to you. So doesn't that show that financial commitments of one to another are written down, which means they could be collected from the chasam mishubadim? That is just to limit.
Just writing it with whatever we commit verbally is only lasting for 5 years. Says that it means that we're writing exactly what
he's
clear.
Why does it say hapikchem hayu koisven?
No, they would write the time limit, but they wouldn't write.
They would only write the time limit. Why would they write the time limit? Why couldn't they say it? Saying that maybe the only thing that they wrote is up to how long they're going to support, but in terms of the basic obligation to support, that they would not be allowed to write. But the thing is, if they wrote we'll only support for 5 years, doesn't that mean for 5 years it's written in the shtar? Let's say you're right. Let's say they only write our limit is 5 years. Your limit of what? Your limit of supporting the girl. That, we got ya. That means you wrote in the shtar, you're going to support for 5 years. In other words, even if only the limit was written, but the limit perforce means a 5-year obligation. That means it's in a shtar, which means it could be collected from mishubadim. And that means we write it and it could be collected from mishubadim. So the Gemara says, no, writing doesn't mean to write. It means to say. My koisin wasn't mean to write. Oimrim. They would say, by the way, it's like Bizman Azeh, people say, you know, I just spoke with Pal, you didn't speak with him, you sent him a text message. Why are you telling me you spoke with him? You know, you sent him an email. Yeah, I just spoke with, you spoke? You never spoke to him in your life. You wrote him a message and he reluctantly responded back with a bad emoji. So in our language, when we say speaking, it means writing. But the Gemara says you could say writing and it really means speaking. Okay? My koisin oimrem. V'korile la'amira k'siva. Do we call saying writing? In, yes. V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, ha'koisiv l'ishtoi. When a writer says, wife, dinu dvarim ein li b'nechsech, I have nothing to do with your estate. So he's allowed to eat the peiros. We had this earlier. V'tani Reb Chiya, it's not ha'koisiv, it's ha'emer. So sometimes when it says writing, it means to say. Tashma, come in here. Right, this was the question. The Shah is, in the world of Rav Gidol, are you allowed to write the responsibilities of one family to the next or not? Rav Ashi says, no, you're not allowed to write it. So we're going to ask, we're now, Akasha. Tashma, Ein Koisin Shtari Erisin V'Nesuin. We don't write documents of Erisin or Nesuin, El Midashneim, only with the consent of both of them. Hamidashneim Koisin. But if they both consent, we will write. Now, what will we write? L'chaira, the shtarois of finances of Erison. Ma'ilav shtari psikasa. Obviously, we're talking about l'chaira, the shtar of what you're going to give, what one party will give the other party. The arrangements of mamanois. So we see that we do write these obligations, and that must be that they collect from the chasam mishubadim. Says Gemara, lanein, lai. What we're talking about is shtarei erusin unasun, not the financial obligations, but the shtareis that make erusin and nasun. Shtarei erusin mamish. I wonder what shtarei nasun are. Kidrav Papa. Rav Shravya, the Idmar Kosvay Lashma Vishalami Daita. Let's say Shtar Erisin was written for the sake of this woman, but without her knowledge. Rabba Ravina Amri Mukadesh. Rabba Ravina said you're married. Rav Papa Rav Shravya Amrina Mukadesh. Rav Papa and Rav Shravya hold that you're not married. They hold that the Shtar of Erisin has to be Midaitai. So that's why the Mishnah says, I wonder what shtari nesuin then refers to. What does shtari nesuin refer to? Bishlama, if it's the financial arrangements, I understand, but what would it mean if it's, could a shtar create nesuin? What are stories of Nesuin? I guess it would have to be stories of Nesuin would have to be the Ksuba. Okay, says Gemara, Lai Shtar Erisin Mamish Kira Pav Rav Shravi Did Mar Kosel Shom Shom Vidaita Rav Ravina Mekudeshes Rav Pav Rav Shravi Amri Eina Mekudeshes Tashma. The Mishnah said Meisu Benoiseyen. If the daughters die, we're talking about two husbands who accepted upon themselves to support their stepdaughters for 5 years, and then they divorced. Then, if they die, and their own daughters are supported only from the chasam b'nei chayrin. Because you don't have to support your daughters from the chasam mishabadim, v'hini zanis from chasam mishabadim. But the stepdaughters who you obligated yourself to support are supported from the chasam mishabadim, v'nei shi kabalas choif, because she is like a debtor. So what does that mean? That means if she's collecting from mishabadim, that's because it's an ashtar. L'chayra, you don't have to pay mishabadim if it's not like in a shtar. If obviously it's she could, if she could collect from the chasam mishubadim, it has to be in a shtar. Says Gemara, no, you know what we're talking about, b'shakan miyadai, They made a kinyan. They made a kinyan to be mechayiv the pledges. So the reason why they collect from the chasim shubadim is not because it's in a shtar, but because they made a kinyan. So if a kinyan was made, then why can't their own daughters collect from the chasim shubadim? Mihachi, banais nami, then their own daughters should be able to collect from the chasim shubadim. Says the Gemara. They made a kinyan for their stepdaughters. They didn't make a kinyan for their own daughters. Umay Paska, why is that the definitive case? Why would we be talking about a case where they made a kinyan for their stepdaughters and not for their daughters? Says Gemara, an interesting answer. Ihi dahava b'shas kinyan. The stepdaughters who were around when you married the mother and you made the kinyan, mahanila kinyan, the kinyan helps. Banos, but their own daughters, who they weren't around when they married these women because the marriage produced them. They weren't around at the time of the wedding. Loi mahanilu kinyan, for them a kinyan does not help. Because the kinyan only helps if it was sort of bolstered by the kinyan, could bolster an agreement made at the time of the marriage. But if their own daughters were not around at the time of the marriage, then the kinyan has nothing to strengthen. Says Gemara, are we not talking about a case where the daughters were around at the time of the marriage? And you'll say, how could the daughters be around at the time of the marriage? The case is, Milay Askinan, are we talking about the Havi Bashas Kinyan, that the daughters are around at the time of the Kinyan. Vehichidami, what's the case? Going to Gersha, where the guy divorced his wife, Ahadra, and he took her back. And when he took her back, there were daughters. So the Gemara says, Ella Ihi Delesa Batanai Bezdin Mahanila Kinyan. His own daughters, where there's no Tanai Bezdin. I'm sorry. His stepdaughters, where there's no Tanai Bezdin, that he has to support them. So then Mahanila Kinyan, a formal Kinyan, will help. Banois, his own daughters, the Isnahu B'Tanai Bezdin, that there is a Tanai Bezdin. Banois, his daughters, the Isnahu B'Tanai Bezdin, that there is a Tanai Bezdin that he has to support. Loi mahani lo kinyan, a kinyan doesn't help. So the stepdaughters, where there's no Tanai Bezdin, a kinyan helps. The daughters, where there is a Tanai Bezdin, so then the kinyan doesn't help. So Gemara says that's counterintuitive. Because there's a Tanai Bezdin, therefore a kinyan doesn't help. It's worse. Migara gari, it becomes worse because there is a Tanai Bezdin. Ella, like this. Benois of his daughters, hainu taima. This is the reason why kinyan doesn't work. Kiven de isnehu b'tanai bezdin. Since there's a tanai bezdin, ema tsare adfasinu. We have to be concerned that since there's a tanai bezdin that he has to support his daughters, maybe he did so already secretly by handing them a bundle of money, and now, if you're going to allow them to collect, they're collecting twice. So when there's a tanai bezdin, we're afraid he may have secretly already paid off his daughters. Maybe he gave them a bundle, basically, before he died. So we're not going to let them collect from the chasim meshubadim. Masha'ein kein, his stepdaughters, where there's no tanai bezdin, there's no concern that he tried to pay them up before he died. Now, if you remember the case in the Mishnah, a guy who makes a commitment to support his stepdaughter, and then the second somebody else marries his wife, and also commits to support the stepdaughter, the first husband can't say, you know what, I'll support the stepdaughter if she comes to me. But meanwhile, she's living with the mother in the new house with the second husband, maybe I don't have to support you. No, you can't say that. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Zoysay Meres. This proves Bas Eitzel Ima. The custody of a girl is awarded to the mother. That when it comes to custody, a girl goes to the mother. Period. A girl lives with the mother. What's the father going to do with the girl? What's he going to teach her? He's going to teach her lady stuff. Father can't teach her lady stuff. The girl needs to know how to be a lady, so the mother could teach. The Gemara says, from the fact that it says, let the first husband not say, I'll support her when she comes to me. Why can't he say that? After all, shouldn't he be able to say, look, I'll support her if she lives with me? Rav Chisda says this shows that a daughter belongs with a mother. In which case, Rashi says, let's say a father dies, and the boys now say, okay, we'll support you because we have to support you, but only if you live with us, not if you go and live with your mother. No, she's allowed to say, I'm going to live with my mother. From here we learn a girl's place is with her mother. So Gemara says, how do you know a girl's place is with her mother? How do you know we're talking about an adult girl? Maybe we're only talking about a girl underage, a minor. And of course a minor girl goes with the mother, and that's because of a takana that umishamaisa shahaya, because of the story that happened, the time we went in Bryce, umishamais, one who died, vihiniach ben katan, and he left over a young son. Li'imai. So a guy died, and he left over a ben katan for the mother. The heirs of the father, I mean the father's sons, Yorshe Av Oimrim, the Yorshe Ha'av say, okay, it's nice my father had a son from you, lady, but if you want us to support him, Yehi Gadol Atzlenu, he needs to grow up with us, not with you. V'imoy Oimaris, and the mother says, Yehi B'ni Gadol Atzli, I want my kid growing up with me. We let the baby stay with the mother. We don't make the baby stay with those who would inherit this baby, and in the meantime have to support him, because there was a story of Shachtu Ayin Reish Hey. They shechted the child Ayin Reish Hey. What does Ayin Reish Hey stand for? They shechted him Ayin Reish Hey. They shechted. What do you, how do you know? Look in the Masoras Hashas. They shechted Ches Erev Harishain. Some Gemaras say, instead of Erev Harishain, Erev HaPesach, they shechted for the Karban Pesach. Now, what would that mean?
The source of blood libel.
Yeah. Because think about it. If they shechted them Erev Pesach, I mean, are they Avelim? How is this their brother? I guess from it's their son of their father from a different mother. They're half-brothers. Maybe they would be Avelim. Anyway, they killed the kid. So maybe only by a katana belongs with the mother. But maybe if a kid is older, then they could say, look, if you want us to support you, you got to come to us. Maybe you can't prove anything about custody from here. Says the Gemara, Im kain lisni lamakam shihi. If so, it should say that you bring the food to wherever she is. Mai lamakam shi'imo, what does it mean to the place where her mother is? So we see from here, Shmat Mina Basi Tzal Em. We see that even an adult girl is the custody should go to the mother. Loishna gedoyla v'loishna katana. Doesn't matter if she's a gedoyla or a katana. The place of a girl is by the mother. By the way, in general, when it comes to custody, the Gemara says that if somebody is tunneling to steal money, so we know that the homeowner is allowed to kill the tunnel digger. Why? Because a tunnel digger knows that if he's coming to steal money, there's no way he's just going to let the robber take it. He's going to try to prevent the robber from taking the money. He's going to try to kill the robber. So that means the robber is coming to kill the guy. So that means you know he's coming to kill you. You're allowed to kill him. However, what if it's Imzar Chalai HaShemesh, which the Gemara says means, what if the father is digging a tunnel? You know, so therefore you know he's not coming to kill you. Then the halacha is, you're not allowed to kill him. What if the mother is digging the tunnel? Many Achrayim say that we don't have such a chazaka, the mother wouldn't kill the kid. Because we have a principle, kerachim av albanim. Kerachim av v'loy kerachimim. And the father's love is greater. But when it comes to a woman, yidehei, nashim rachmaniyayis bishlu yaldehen. So there's an idea that halacha lemaisa, a father is considered to have more love for a child than a mother. And in that case, many achronim say, in general, custody goes to the father. But when it comes to a girl, there's an idea that the mother needs to teach the girl how to be a girl. Father can't do that. So now the question is, well then, the boy should have to go to the father because the father has to teach the boy how to be a boy. It seems like we don't say that. That's interesting. It seems like the mother needs to teach the girl how to be a girl. The father, who's going to teach the kid how to play baseball? Well, the mother, it sounds like the mother could also do that. So the father, what the father has going for him, it's like, in a way, who would have thought such a thing? What the father has going for him is he loves the kids more. What the mother has going for her is she's the only one who could teach the girl how to be a girl. Anyway, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here. And make sure you come tomorrow to Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? And Bez Hashem, next week will be just Sunday night. And then the following week we'll be back on schedule. Okay, thank you very much. Hatzlacha.
Banana story in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's
start. Is what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.